Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. On Android, recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. On Apple, Apple Podcasts. Also, check out Off the Floor. We'll start doing the daily Q&As on there. You also can suggest topics for episodes and much more. $2.99 per month. This is where Heat fans go. Also, we want to tell you, if you're a Dolphin fan, make sure you check out OnlyFins. They have their own community for the Dolphins, Alfredo, CK, Simon. They put a ton of cool stuff on there too, if you're familiar with the host of 3 Yards Per Carry. But for this one, link right here in the description. Check out Off the Floor. Also, check out the great sponsors, 5 Reasons Sports Network. I won today. Go to Prize Picks, use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Always offering specials. Today they had over half a point on LeBron James. He hit that in the first 2 minutes. Also hit Alvarado over. You can hit it too. Again, this is legal again in the state of Florida. Get your initial deposit matched up to $100 only with the code 5, F-I-V-E. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscay.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at 5 Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket and Brady Hawk, Brady Hawk 305. We're going to go over what happened in Team USA's opening game against Serbia. I got to see a couple of Heat players play, so we'll expand it out a little bit into Team USA as a whole, including the donut that somebody received in terms of minutes today. Our partner friends over at Prize Picks made light of that. We will talk about that as we go forward. But we're going to start here with Bam Adebayo, who today, I was just looking it up, the numbers don't really reflect it, but I think we saw something today that proves what we were saying, basically. This man or AD should start. just start there. We talked about this on all the previews for Team USA, but the guy who's starting, Joel Embiid, I just cannot figure out what his purpose is here. He is the Myers Leonard of Team USA centers. He is the placeholder. Joel Embiid today, 11 minutes, 4 points, 2 of 5 from the field, 2 rebounds, 3 fouls. The lion's share of the minutes in the front court rotation went to Bam Adebayo. 20 minutes off the bench, 2 of 6 from the field, just 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He was 0 of 2 from 3, by the way, so still chucking. He's now a chucker. Anthony Davis, 19 minutes off the bench. Of course, the two of them play a lot together. 3 of 6 from the field, 7 points, 8 rebounds. Star of the game, Kevin Durant. We understand why Pat Riley's always been so interested in him. 8 of 9 from the floor, made his first 8 shots, scored 23 points in 17 minutes off the bench, and simply looked like the best scorer in the world. And then LeBron James, we told you this was an easy play today, over the 5 assists. He had 9 assists. He's the point guard for this team. 21 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 9 of 13 from the floor, 27 minutes. Pretty simple to me. Best player, still LeBron James. Best scorer, still Kevin Durant. The best defender is Bam Adebayo, Brady.
100%. I mean, dealing with Jokic and the things that he was doing were like, he 100% did the best job on him. And in terms of the length of time, like he got Embiid on a bunch of like couple spins on that baseline. He kind of had him moving around. Like Bam is like, was so complacent with him, and he's just guards him better than anybody that I see defend him. But I think it is interesting just to watch Bam in this role with KD back, because I felt like without KD, Bam had more of a scoring role on this team, just as a, you know, getting more threes up, getting more shots up in general. And then you see these lineups are running now with the second unit, where I don't think Bam's going to be glued to this second unit with KD for long, because I don't know how you bring that guy off the bench. But just for now, you're seeing the fact that he was playing more of the role that he did in the previous Olympics, like kind of playing that role of defending, swing passes, being a hub, getting all the main guys in order. And that's kind of what you want. That's the reason why when people are making these jokes about like Tatum not playing, why the guys like Derek White or Jrue Holiday are playing. You need guys like that. You need guys that are connectors, that are just going to play a role, do a certain job, and not get in the way of others. And Bam does that at another level, because not only is he like the role player in this team, but he legitimately has a bag to him and could do things on the offensive end when needed. So it was just very interesting to see how he's like the one guy that's playing in like multiple lineups. Like they've been doing this thing like five in, five out kind of thing. And Bam and AD are the two that are like forced to play in so many different lineups as they rotate out. So he just constantly has to adjust. And there was just certain things throughout this game. Like he had kind of that nice midi default. There was a time when Curry passed up on a three and threw an extra swing to him in the corner for three. And I'm like, man, that's, if you would have showed us that a couple years ago, that would have been on the on the front of Heat Twitter. But it is just cool to see that evolving. But I think the interesting part was, and I know you're going to get to it, is Nikola Jokic, just because of the matchups. As you're talking about Bam guarding him, but there was like a good portion of this game where like LeBron was like making it his mission to match up with Nikola Jokic on the perimeter. Like he was finding him and not switching. So just from like respect levels, I think this was a good day for Miami in terms of, you have a coach, Eric Spoelstra, who's at the forefront of this team. You have Dwayne Wade announcing the game. You have Nikola Jokic and Bam Adebayo matching up on opposite sides. Like it was just like it's a full out like Heat reunion in the Olympics today.
I want to mention the Dwayne thing too. I actually thought he was good today. I didn't know how he would be in this role, but Dwayne does a good job of explaining the game without being condescending, without getting too technical. But sometimes he can talk in platitudes, and I actually thought today he was explaining why it's tougher to guard Jokic when he's out up high, because you got to watch all the cutters and things. It's just interesting. I think Dwayne, it appears he's being groomed for a role with NBC going forward. We're going to hear a lot from him, and I thought actually he did a nice job today. A couple of things, Alex, on this, on things that Brady mentioned. First thing, there was a swing pass from Bam to Durant during his run, which again, quick decision, quick run. There was a turnaround where, again, went right into it. These are positive things to see. And for those like Colin Coward, who will always say, what's a Bam? Again, 5th in minutes in Team USA's opening game. The only guys who played more minutes than him were LeBron, Booker, who did have 12 points on 4-6 shooting, Drew, and I've been telling everybody, Drew Holiday is going to play a ton of minutes for this team. Like, he's the one guy on the perimeter. Like, he connects everything. And he actually had 15 points. Steph had 21. And then Bam. Bam played more minutes than KD, AD, Edwards, and Embiid today. And Derek White. Oh, and by the way, more than Jason Tatum. And Tyrese Haliburton didn't play any at all. We've talked a lot, Alex, about the confidence Bam was going to bring back from this. Like, take away everything else and the way that he's been kind of stamped by LeBron and Steph and everything else. he's in the top five in minutes on a Team USA that is basically on the spot to win a gold medal. Like, if they don't, like, all hell's going to break loose. And they're turning that pressure over to Bam, and they did it against a good opponent with the best center in the world. That tells you a lot. I think if you said, okay, make a 10-man rotation of this group with the highest profile players and do it for Olympic competition, and you have to start Embiid because it seems they're contractually obligated to do that, okay? You probably would not have Bam in the 10. I think the casual fan would not have Bam in the 10 because I think what they would do is they would say, okay, on your second unit, AD is your 5 and Tatum is your 4. But that's not the direction that this team has gone. And I think part of it is what Bam has shown. Part of it is Spo being on the staff. Brady, there was some speculation here that some of the defensive schemes must have been cooked up by Eric. Kind of feels like that's what he's doing right now, right? Like, because we don't know his exact role. Fortunately, the Heat never made him available to us before he went over there. I wish they had. You know, so we could talk to him a little bit about what his role would be. I guess we'll get that maybe when we get back, but when he gets back. But it does seem like there are certain things. There were some Spo things that were thrown into this game. It's hard to identify what's current, what's not. Obviously, Spo's had a lot of practice trying to get at Jokic. But I come to this. The casual fan, I think, might have said Bam doesn't belong on this team, or Bam is not going to play a prominent role on this team. I mean, it's every year is Bam an all-star. It kind of comes down to the last minute. And yet, he's going to be a fixture on this team. Like, I don't really see a matchup going forward where he's not going to play significant minutes. And the discussion is going to be more about how much Embiid plays.
And you mentioned, like, the casual fans, that they would have them in their, like, in the 10. But if you ask the players, like, he'd be in their 7 or 8. Like, he legit has the top players in the NBA's full respect. Like, they trust him on the court. They know what he provides. They like all of that. Like, and I think that matters more than anything. And that's why he always has to kind of put himself out there and try to get the media's approval for, like, the awards, because it never really is never aligned with what the actual league thinks when he in terms of his impact. The Spo thing is funny just because I was kind of thinking the same thing in terms of the way they were guarding Jokic was similarly to the way that Spo usually treats it. Like, they were not really doubling him. It's something that Spo does a lot where they just try to make him a scorer at times. Like, they don't want to just, like, double and let him get into his mode where he starts passing and making all those crazy passes, and all of a sudden now you're rotating. Like, they were, even with Embiid, definitely with Bam, they were just letting Bam just deal with it. They were not really hedging a whole lot. And it was funny because even Wade on the broadcast was like, I think Edwards or some other guys are going to start hedging over and getting it. But it was like, Spo does not really lead away from that. He always just kind of makes you become a scorer. And especially, I feel like in this environment, Jokic is not as eager to just go out fully and score. Like, he plays really passive, I guess, in this with this unit. Like, he tries to get the others involved and everything, that it almost feels like a pretty decent game plan. And he's still got his, like, he had 20 points, 8 assists. Like, he still put up a stat line, but you can definitely see the Spo fingerprints across the defense in that way. But no, I think this is important for Bam. I think, just, I said it on the last podcast and I'll say it again, I think this is going to be important this Olympics for his exposure to the casual fans. Like, the exposure to being in the conversation for more all-stars, being in the conversation for defensive player of the year. Like, if there was a year, like I said before, to really, like, hone in on defensive player of the year, it kind of feels like this one, just because it's messed up to say, because I feel like he's had really great defensive years, and maybe this year's not even as great as his best defensive year, but they don't really care about that. They just care about the hype and the trends. And it feels like coming off this type of Olympic performance where he's playing more minutes than Joel Embiid, who was a previous MVP and the starter of this team, the hype's going to be leaning in his direction. And you have all these players that are doing all these interviews daily talking about, like, who would you not want to face defensively on this team? And they're like, Bam Adebayo. It's going to start trending, and he's going to start getting more credit. So that's probably the most important thing to take away from this. Like, with Jovic, it's the skill development. With Bam, it's the exposure. And we're kind of seeing that right now.
Now, we're going to talk about Jovic on the other side. The competition for Bam and Defensive Player of the Year is on the French team right now. And I think it's going to transfer from one guy on that team to the other. And it's going to be hard for Bam to kind of get in there now that Wemby is emerging. But you're right. I think that Bam's gonna be guarding 48 on the perimeter probably in that matchup. I think they're seeing France in the final, honestly. I think that's where this is headed. The Canadian team, to me, if they had their full slate of bigs, the Spanish team is not what it was. I think we're headed towards USA France in the final, and I come back to it here. LeBron is still the best player on this team, and Durant is still the best scorer in the world when he's healthy. And that's why I've said, like, if there's ever anybody to put chips in for, you can put it in for 42-year-old Kevin Durant. I'm okay with it. Like, that dude is going to be – as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be elite at his skill set forever. All right, we're going to talk about Jovic, who did not have as productive a day as Bam, and we'll get into the reasons for that. I do want to mention a great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network, our friend Lynette. You can find her at insurancebylynette.com. That's 2 N's, 2 T's, 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800. Life insurance, car insurance, renter's insurance. She can handle all of it from her Lauderhill office. Services the entire Tri-County area. You also can find Lynette on our Discord, on our playback, on our podcast. She's everywhere. Huge Miami Heat fan. 954-581-8800. insurancebylynette.com. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
All right, let's get to Jovic today. He did not start. By the way, I missed badly on the Bogdanović over today. I expected him a big game against Miami against Team USA. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 28 minutes. Jokic, but he went under the 16.5. Jokic hit his number, which was 20. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 8 of 15 from the floor, 31 minutes, relatively contained. And Jovic came off the bench, played 14 minutes, 5 points, 1 of 6 from the floor, got up 5 threes, Alex, 1 of 5 from the 3, couple of rebounds, out of position a couple of times. I don't know if it was the competition. He just looked rusty to me, honestly. I mean, he was, not to make excuses, it's going to come off like one, but he did deal with the ankle. He was kind of out of service for 3 weeks, and then he's coming off the bench. Jokic didn't play last summer, so Jovic had a little bit more of an expanded role. What do you think was the biggest problem today for him? Because he did not look sharp.
I think what you're saying is 100% fair. Like, it's got to be a tough ask to, you know, come back from an injury against almost all of the best players in the world, right? When you're talking about Team USA and then just the rest of the competition being so stiff. Like, I think it's, you know, it's going to be an adjustment for him. And then when you look at what he did today, I think he ended up playing like the second least minutes on Serbia, if I remember correctly, without looking at the box score right now. And like you mentioned, 5 of his 6 shots were threes, you know, and that comes with 3-point shooting variance. Like we've talked about in the past, like when most of your shots are threes, I think it's, you know, you're kind of forced to find your rhythm quickly. Otherwise, it kind of ends up looking like, you know, you had a bad shooting game, because these are tougher shots to make. And you have to find that rhythm. And I don't think he really did. Like you mentioned, he looked kind of rusty. And look, the minutes thing wasn't a result of a foul trouble this time, like was mentioned in whichever other game that was. I can't remember right now. I don't think he had a single foul today. And they don't think that he's fully ready, you know, to play a bigger amount of minutes. That could be the case. I'm not sure. But yeah, he didn't have a great game tonight. And I think like the other things obviously he brings that we know are strengths for him, the passing. I feel like he, you know, it's not enough opportunity with the ball in his hands. And it feels like he, you know, maybe it's just a one game thing, but you know, it feels like he is a catch and shoot player for them right now, at least in this state, you know, with him coming back from injury and them, you know, trying to meddle here. Like I said, maybe they're not fully confident that he's feeling 100% or whatever. But, you know, all of his shots being from three, he's never really been that guy. Now, he had a great shooting season last year. He's a good shooter. I feel good about that. And I think that's only going to keep getting better. But I don't think that is, like, how he gets in. I think he likes to touch the ball and, you know, keep the ball moving on offense, making quick decisions. Like, he really enjoys, obviously, you know, he likes to play in transition too. And so I think he's being put in that role. And then sometimes, you know, it's shooting variance for a guy who, you know, takes threes in the NBA now in the role that he's in for the Heat, for sure. But I do think he, you know, he's more of a connector for the Heat. And I don't feel like he's been much of a connector yet for Serbia, at least from what we saw today. I don't know if you guys disagree there.
I'm with you. And Brady, we've talked so much about how different he is with the ball in his hands or not, the adjustment he made offensively, defensively. This is just a really difficult deal. I mean, look at who he's got. Look at who's out there on the other side. I mean,
coming off an ankle injury, like, oh my God.
I mean, go get KD. Like, it's just insanity, or AD or KD or any of the Ds. I mean, it's just like, it's a very, very difficult thing for him. We talked about it before the Olympics, but now that you see it and how kind of Jokic centered this thing is going to be, and a lot, Jokic a lot was operating at the top, trying to find those cutters. How can Nico stand out, Brady?
To Alex's point, it really does come down to him just shooting the ball at a high level, because even last year, like when they were silver and they did not have Jokic, his role was a lot of being in a spot-up role. Like, they don't use him in the way that Miami uses him. They don't use him in the way, like, I guess his upside may think you should use him, just with the ball in his hands, creating, is all the stuff that you were just talking about. They kind of force him into this off-ball role where he can take certain shots, and it's a lot of screening and all of that, because they do have a lot of guards, and they kind of lean on shooting. So they kind of force them to play a lot of pick-and-roll basketball. And it's tough. It's tough to see the way they could kind of lean in his direction, other than the fact that there was the game he played in where he first came back in the exhibition game where Jokic kind of hit him on a bunch of back cuts. So the only way I could really see him get in a flow that's not in a spot-up role is for him just to just be the receiver as a mover, as just a kind of an off-ball slasher in a way where he can get just easy ones in the lane. And he got to the line a few times in that game. Like, I could see him doing some of that because he's still somebody that's going to go out on the break. Like, he that's the one thing that's not going to change. So the way he can get the ball is just playing as fast as he usually does. But in a half-court state, it's so much of him, like, in those corners and wings just shooting. And in some ways, I'm like, last year we talked about it, I thought it was a good thing, because I think it was partly a reason of why he shot so much better during the regular season, was because he got a lot of those reps. Like, they're going to need, and especially as everybody keeps talking about these bigger lineups with Miami, the one thing that we keep pointing at is, like, if you want to play bigger and all of a sudden Nico is not a five and he bumps to the four, and if you want him to bump to another position, he has to be shooting 40% from three. Like, he has to be shooting and be a knockdown shooter from there. So maybe it's not the worst thing in the world for him just to, like, get a bunch of these reps, like, just get a bunch of these kind of shots up, catch and shoot, playing off, you know, pull-ups and all these different ways, just get shots up. Because as much as we want to see him kind of lean into this stuff on the ball and the driving and all that other stuff, this Heat team is kind of congested in that area. Like, you were talking about the Jaime kind of being in that role. You still have Jimmy that's going to be playing that. Tyler and Terry are going to be in the lane a whole lot, where it does feel like in a lot of lineups, Nico is going to be sitting there just having to shoot over the top of guys. And he had the one shot early on. I think it was Anthony Davis that was guarding him in the corner where Jokic kicked it to him, and it was a really tough contest, and he got it over the top of him. So the jumper has had moments in this short stint, but that's going to be his role. It really is. And things are going to be easier because, like, let's also say, like, yeah, he had a little bit of a rougher game, but he was playing a pretty decent team today. So as they continue to match up with, like, these other teams, like, things are going to look a whole lot easier for him just to get into a little bit of a flow. And then if down the line they match up Team USA again, then obviously he's going to be in a much different flow than he was today. And as Alex said, coming off the injury, like, that matters. Like, he's still trying to get his legs under him.
Well, let's get to the fun part. We haven't had a lot of reason to laugh at Boston for a little while. And we should acknowledge that two Celtics players contributed today. Jrue Holiday, like I said, he's going to play a huge role on this team. Like, there's just he wins. Like, that's just – he makes – I sound like Spo, but, I mean – he makes winning plays. Like, he just does. Like, he's just and he gave you 15 points today too. And I thought Derek White's minutes were fine, actually, today. Nothing for Jason Tatum. Zero. Zilch. Like, KD came back and all of a sudden it's, we don't need this guy. I mean, Tyrese Haliburton didn't play either, which doesn't surprise me because LeBron is essentially running point when he's in there, which makes Haliburton a little superfluous. If you're gonna bring someone to shoot off the ball, it's gonna be Curry, it's gonna be Booker. For the most part, unless they're both totally off. And with Curry in particular, you just got to let him shoot his way out of it, if that's the case. But nothing for Jason Tatum, Alex. Zero. And he did not look happy either.
Correct. Zilch. And in my unbiased opinion, and I actually mean this, I think it's the right decision. And I'm not saying this in a hating way, I promise. I'm not. I just think, like, he was kind of underwhelming out there when he was playing. I think KD is just a better option. He's been here and done this before and has a million gold medals, and he's still, you know, kind of near the top of his game. I just think he fits so well next to these guys. He doesn't have to create so much. Like, he gets to just kind of, you know, and he's still doing what he does. Like, not everything is catch and shoot for him, but he gets to just play in the rhythm, and it's like, it's not all on him. So I feel like it's a very free flowing game that he's playing right now. And he looked amazing. He looked incredible today. So, you know, I think Tatum is an all around player in the league. But I guess he was trying to play a role, and I commend him for trying to do that, because that is something that I felt for a while. It's like, I wish, like, you know, I want to see more of an effort from some of these star players, like, since they're not leading the team anymore, they're not in the NBA right now, like, leading their own team, to just kind of do the dirty work, right, that they would have normally do throughout the season, since they don't have to shoulder that offensive load. Like, Booker, for example, in the starting lineup, I commend him for, you know, trying to fight through screens and, you know, playing this team game where he's not ball dominant. Like, I respect that, and I respect Tatum for trying to do it. I just didn't think he was great at it, and they just chose the better option over him. The Drew and White thing is probably stings for him, right? Knowing that those guys are, like, what, the fourth and fifth best players on that team, and Tatum is considered the best. So it's, like, a little bit weird there, but I get why they're doing it. I get the logic. I almost think, like, you know, I get the LeBron thing and he's the point, but I actually think if like, from the guys that aren't playing, I think Halliburton would serve, like, more useful for them if they wanted to bring him off the bench, you know, when Bron is not on the floor, just to kind of quarterback things instead of, but at the end of the day, right, since I haven't thrown that in here in a while, you got a lot of guys who can create their own offense on the floor. Maybe they're not, like, pure points like Halliburton, but you can kind of get away with it since there's so many great, like, just incredible talents on the floor there. You can create offense. And I think that's just kind of the decision they made. They just want the guys who are better fits and are already good at the things you're going to be asking them to do, instead of asking all your stars, you know, to do dirty work. It's like, oh, here are our dirty work guys.
I think this is, it's really educational for people who are casual viewers of the game to see how, again, your best player doesn't necessarily have to play ahead of your fourth best player, because sometimes your fourth best player is more necessary. But I will tell you this, most of the people on the national networks are not educated viewers of the game. And all Tatum is going to hear is that his Celtics teammates played and he didn't. And now it's funny because Brown wasn't even picked, and now Tatum's not playing. That is going to be a storyline. Let's just close with this. I'm just throwing this hypothetical to you for 30 seconds, Brady. If Jimmy Butler, who is in France right now, if Jimmy said, hey, you know what? I got nothing else to do tomorrow. Tatum's got an ankle injury. I'm going to be on the team. Do you think Jimmy Butler would have gotten minutes today?
Yes, because Jimmy wouldn't have booked it over and suited up if he knew he was going to be giving high fives and clapping. Like, he wouldn't be there. So in your hypothetical, 100%. But it is interesting because I'm trying to think of the way lineups are. And it's funny because Kevin Durant really did change a lot for the way they formulated this rotation and everything. And I don't think that starting lineup is, like, even though they played well today, like, I don't know if that's, like, the foregone starting lineup. Like, it feels like, who's going to be
AD should be starting with Durant.
So you're saying no Drew or no Booker? I mean, so it's probably Drew with the two.
I say no Booker and no Embiid.
Yeah, but then you got to play Embiid with Bam.
No, wait, Alex, you don't have to play Embiid at all.
You said it, not me.
Bring Tatum off the bench with Bam.
I go Halliburton at that point instead of Tatum.
Bring Tatum off the bench with Bam. Start LeBron. LeBron, Curry, Durant, who am I missing?
And by the way, I think Jimmy would play over Derek White.
Either one, but I'm saying you can start Tatum at the four, but you can bring Tatum off the bench with Bam. To me, Embiid has no place on this thing. Like, you start AD, Durant, LeBron, Curry, and who am I missing? And Holiday.
And what off the bench? You have Booker, Edwards, who else would it be? Yeah, Tatum, Bam.
Tatum, Bam, Derek White. Or Halliburton. Embiid is your 12th man on this team. That's what.
No, 100%. By the way, to your point, Jimmy was in that rotation today. Like, if he cared about basketball on this specific in this specific Sunday afternoon.
Well, don't say that, because we're gonna clip that for, like, a day in December where it's if he cared about basketball. Anyway, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.